You're listening to Radio Influence.
Flavor, please tell your neighbors. Ian Beckles with flavor in your ear. Wake up, sports, music, and fashion. Best of podcasting. What's going on now and what's soon to happen? Be sure to stick around, no fast forward or skipping. Dropping jewels, you don't want to miss them. Make sure you listen. Ian Beckles with the flavor in your ear. The voice of the people's here.
Hello, everybody. This is Ian Beckles, and welcome back to Flavor in Your Ear. It's been a very eventful week. The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, has passed. Very sad. She went through a long battle with pancreatic cancer. From what I hear, that is not a fun battle. So may she rest in peace. Aretha Franklin died on the same day as Elvis Presley. So we have two of the greats that died on the same day. Jim the Anvil Neidhart, an old school wrestling name. He died as well. But, you know, when Aretha Franklin dies, that's pretty much her stage. So rest in peace to those, definitely. Now, like I said, great week, a lot of things going on. You don't want to start with a death, but that's part of it. You don't want to start like Matt Lauer did either, who just had a divorce settlement for $20 million. You know, Matt's had a rough going here. First of all, losing his cushy ass job of, you know, being the man pretty much, had a lock in his door to lock people in. Matt Lauer fell faster than anybody ever. I'm not sure if he's ever going to resurface. Not quite sure. It's not a young guy, but I'm not sure Matt's going to come out of this. And it's really, it's amazing who comes back out of it and who doesn't. You know, some people can fight their way out of it. I don't know if Matt Lauer can. And a lot of these Me Too victims are feeling it, that's for sure. So let's keep our eyes open to see if Matt Lauer ever surfaces anywhere. I think he's going to have to tuck his tail a little bit and take maybe a job that's probably 100 times lesser than he had before. So we're definitely going to keep our eyes on that. Now, there's crazy stories that come out every single week. And most of the time you hear of abuse by policemen on young African-Americans. And there's a lot of that going on, period. But This story to me stuck out, and I brought it up on the radio. There was an 87-year-old woman in Georgia that was cutting dandelions with a steak knife, and the police tased her because she wouldn't drop the knife. Now, what happened to common sense? What happened to common sense? Don't tase an 87-year-old woman. You're going to kill her. She's not trying to kill you. She's probably senile. She's 87. Subdue her. Put her on the ground. Do not tase her. Like once again, I'm so pro cop. I like cops. I mean, I get what they're going through. They're in a tough situation. It's easy to look at a cop and say you should have done a different situation. I get that. I really do. But tasing an 87-year-old woman, it's got to come to a point where common sense takes over. And to me, that's not commonsensical by any means. Now, we had quite the week here in Tampa Bay area. Tony Dungy did a little speech over there at One Buck Place because he's being honored for the Ring of Honor come up in September for the Pittsburgh Steelers game. So I happened to be in the vicinity of Raymond James Stadium early in the week. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know a Taylor Swift song. Not one. I know what she looks like. I don't even really know what she sounds like. I'm not exposed to Taylor Swift music. Whatever the hell she's doing, it's a lot of something. Because I drove by Raymond James Stadium, and without exaggerating, I saw, I would say, between 20 and 30 semi-trucks with her face on the side. Forget about the side trucks, they were there too. But there was 20 to 25, maybe 30 semi 18-wheelers with, I think it was Reputation as the name of her album. She's obviously a big deal. She is a huge deal. Whatever's going on, I would like to get a little stock in Taylor Swift. That is for sure. So, you know, once again, maybe I should start listening to her music. I just don't think that's going to happen personally. That's run by all those millennials, and I'll let the millennials have it. There you go. And another story that came up this week was millennials are trying to kill off mayonnaise. So millennials don't like mayonnaise. Golly, what? Y'all is missing something. I guess the thing is millennials are using different condiments and stuff like avocado instead of mayonnaise. Well, y'all don't know what y'all is missing. Straight up. Mayonnaise is gorgeous. And I don't know. I've watched the movie Undercover Brother. And in that movie, he I guess, pretty much says that black people don't like mayonnaise. That's not true. That's definitely not true. I like extra mayonnaise on about everything that I've got going on. Now, it seems like they've been rebooting all these different stupid-ass shows that are out there. Magnum P.I. is the next one. Listen, Magnum P.I. is Tom Selleck, period. Don't do nothing else. And I don't know the name of the dude that's going to be Magnum P.I., but this guy here is not going to watch it. No way. Stop rebooting shows. There's no creativity out there. It just seems like nobody can come up with anything new that's worth a darn. So they love to reboot stuff. So keep your eyes open for that Magnum P.I. reboot that's going to be coming. Everybody had to have seen the story of that guy who stole the plane and pretty much committed suicide. Whether somebody takes their life, that's fine. Actually, the dialogue that the guy had, with the airport directors, I guess it was, were actually pretty funny. As this guy's just about to kill himself, he was actually pretty darn humorous. But my thing is, boy, with terrorism going on this day and age, I would think it would be a little harder to steal a plane because you don't want that guy or the other guy jumping in a plane with the intention to kill a lot of people. He didn't have that intention. Okay, so, I just hope the terrorists aren't watching because it just seemed real easy to steal that plane. And the guy ended up dying, and that was it. So that's all over with. Now, I was saying that on my other podcast, In the Trenches, how much the Madden 19 or the Madden game gives me pleasure. That's the only video game I played in the last 20 years, maybe. So I've been pretty excited about playing that. I suck at it right now, but it always works that way. You start off sucking, and you build it up and you improve, but I'm getting on it before anybody else gets on it. That's the way to do it. I'm not a huge television watcher. There's a few shows that I love, one being Hard Knocks, and Hard Knocks is back, and the other one being Ballers, and Ballers is back too. So my viewing gets amped up during football season. It kind of eases down a little bit. But definitely gets amped up during football season. If you guys don't ever watch Ballers, I don't really like football shows. I don't like football shows because I just don't think they depict the game very well. But that's not what Ballers is trying to do. It's kind of an off-the-field type thing. So if you guys have not watched that, please do yourself a favor. And you definitely want to go check that out. It's preseason in football. That means the NFL is right upon us. And we're all love to watch games live as I do. You got to take advantage of Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats is an online event ticket marketplace dedicated to providing fans of live entertainment with experiences that last a lifetime. With the Buccaneers this year, the Buccaneers have some hot games. They play the Steelers, and it's always a hot Saints ticket. The Falcons, a lot of these are really tough tickets to get, so you want to take advantage of Vivid Seats. Vivid Seats offers great prices for all Buccaneers preseason and regular season games, and they're offering Flavor listeners, that's you people out there right now, 10% off your first order if you just use the promo code FLAVA. So you want to go to vividseats.com or download their app and enter the promo code FLAVA. That's FLAVA, and that's for new customers only, and this offer is valid all the way through to September. All Vivid Seats confirmed orders are backed by a 100% guarantee. So if you're looking for a wonderful deal on some great seats, maybe for a Buccaneer game, check it out. VividSeats.com. Download the app and enter the promo code FLAVA. Another thing, we were talking about that guy that stole the plane. They were talking about they're going to be launching a spacecraft, all right, a pod. And I'm not huge on space travel and all that kind of stuff, and I'm not huge on it. Like, I don't care about Mars. I really don't. I don't know anything about Mars, but I don't care. They're launching a space pod or a spacecraft, and I just found this interesting because I don't do space, but I do numbers. I like to do numbers in my head, and I like math, and listen to these numbers. They're launching a spacecraft, and it's going to get 4 million miles from the sun. Listen to this. Listen to that number. It's going to get 4 million miles from the sun. And you got to be thinking, well, what the hell are you going to do that far from the sun? Then the scientists broke it down this way. He said, if the distance between the Earth and the sun was equal to a football field, 4 million miles from the sun would be on the other 4-yard line. So think of how far we are from the dang sun. That's the 4-yard line, 4 million miles from the sun. And then look at this number, okay? The pod's going to be moving 430,000 miles per hour. It's a big number. New York to Tokyo in seconds. New York to Tokyo in seconds. 430,000 miles. Now, I would like to believe that's probably cannot be seen by the naked eye, I'd probably think. But all that stuff is interesting. I just like the numbers. I don't know what they're trying to accomplish going near the sun. It's hot. It's hot over there. So don't mess with that. Once again, not a big TV watcher. There's a few shows that I like to watch here and there. There's a show that I've been watching and I've never binge watched in my life. I've never sat and watch one show after another after another. I've never done that in my life till now. I don't know what it is about this damn show, but It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is might be the best comedy I've ever seen in my life. I don't hear a lot of people talking about it. It's on all the time on Viceland, so it must be getting views. But I don't remember it when it came out. But I swear to you, I don't know how many seasons, but I'm pulling up every dang season because that show and those characters are absolutely beautiful. They are beautiful. I told you I'm watching Hard Knocks, and Buccaneers had Hard Knocks last year. And you know, it was fluffy. I didn't care for it. And this year Hard Knocks is going to be with the Cleveland Browns. And I know when the Cleveland Browns decided that they were going to be on Hard Knocks, you know, they knew that a lot of their privacy was going to be out there. But boy, Hugh Jackson, the head coach for the Browns, there's no way he thought about this. Pretty much his brother died 7 days before training camp. That's a lot to deal with. So you got to figure your brother dies 7 days before training camp. You're just probably ready to do the funeral and all kind of things like that. And you still got to deal with training camp. And then a couple of days into training camp, his mother passed. So the head coach now has to deal with the death of his brother. And he has to deal with the death of his mother in front of everybody on camera. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. I know right now he's thinking, man, I mean, to grieve is hard, but to grieve in front of everybody, that wouldn't be appealing to me. I just can't imagine that being a fun situation. So I'm hoping the best for you, Jackson, and I hope all that stuff turns out well because, I mean, that is definitely a tough situation for anybody to be going through. Now, for all the out there who are sports fans and golf fans, and the number of golf fans had been diminishing because Tiger Woods was gone. Now Tiger Woods is back, and Tiger Woods is contending. I said this before. I'm not a big Tiger Woods fan. I'm just not a fan of what he's about. Never have been, and probably never will be. But I'll be damned if I don't watch him when Tiger plays. I don't watch golf. I used to love to play golf. I'll never pick up a club again. I'm done because I suck. But watching Tiger, it's just golf. There has never, ever been any person, athlete, who has meant more to their sport than Tiger Woods. Not even close. Well, sorry. I'm going to take that back. Lance Armstrong is another one. They're individual sports. I get it. But people used to actually watch the Tour de France when Lance Armstrong was in it. When was the last time anybody watched a cycling event since Lance is gone? Nowhere. Nobody? No way. Tiger Woods was back. He was in contention for a major. Tied for second. Made a nice little payday. but I watched every last bit of it. And, you know, Tiger Woods is the one rock star in the PGA Tour. There's one rock star. You know, there's other names like, you know, Jordan Spieth and Ricky Fowler and Adam Scott and those guys. They're not rock stars. Tiger is a rock star. Those galleries were nuts. And the sad part is Koepke, the guy who won, nobody even brought up his name the whole time. It was Tiger, 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 Tiger. And Tiger lost, and he got probably 80% of the television viewers' time. And that's on purpose because he definitely moves the meter. So, you know, everybody keeps on claiming that Tiger is going to win another major. I never thought it was going to happen. It's getting closer, but there's not another major until next April. Tiger's not young. Tiger's getting old. So he better hurry up because there's not going to be that many more opportunities. And he has to keep himself healthy between now and then. And that's hard. It gets harder as you get older. So we'll definitely keep our eye on Tiger Woods going forward. Let me tell you about a mobile company that you've never heard of, and the best mobile company you never heard of. That is Ting. They do mobile this a little bit different. You only pay for what you use. No startup fees, no contracts, no plans. It's really perfect for anybody who does most of your stuff around Wi-Fi. And why pay for data that you don't use? The average Ting bill comes out to $23 per month per phone, which is amazing. If you have a kid in college, I think this would be absolutely perfect. Nationwide LTE coverage means you'll have a great coverage throughout from coast to coast, and they can really facilitate any phone from the Motorola Razr all the way to the iPhone 10. So you got to take advantage of this. You get $25 off your bill or $25 off a new phone in the Ting shop at ianbeckles.ting.com. That's ianbeckles.ting.com. You got to take advantage. Now, this week in politics is fun. Politics, right now, I can't think of anything more childish than politics. Politics is the most childish thing I've ever seen, and I've never really been exposed to it as much as I am now. I was always in sports radio. Now I'm in talk radio, so I really have to talk about this a lot. So I watch it all. And politics is the most childish. I watch these shows. And in order for it to be good talk, you want to bring somebody that has the other opinion than you do. And every show does that. And now it's just a pissing, screaming match. And it's almost disgusting. It really is. Nobody agrees with anything. I've never seen where you can take the exact situation and two people look at it completely differently. That's politics. And I've never seen anybody as polarizing as Donald Trump. And divisive as Donald Trump. I mean, two people could look at Donald Trump do the exact same thing. And one will applaud it and the other one will crucify it. Fact. It's amazing what I'm watching right now. And if you guys think that this is normal, once again, I'm not really big into politics. So I'm just now starting to get ramped up with this thing. You can't tell me this is normal. You better go back and show me anybody else's tenure that this is normal. To fire every single person in your cabinet and to have people blackmailing the president while he's in office. Omarosa is blackmailing the president while he's still in office. And the funny part is those guys are all setting the standards. I mean, from what I would believe right now in the White House, everybody's walking on eggshells. I think that through Donald Trump's tenure, everybody had tape recorders to save their ass, to cover their ass. And for Emma, this is what's funny for me. Omarosa says, I heard the videotape of Donald Trump using the N-word. Okay. Well, now what? Now, if that tape surfaces, anybody listening right now, is your opinion of Donald Trump change? Not mine. To me, Donald Trump looks like somebody who the N-word will flow real nicely off his lips. That's what he looks like. That's what he sounds like. And for educated people to be on TV debating whether Donald Trump is a racist or not is not educated. It can't be educated. It's impossible. And you know, there's probably somebody listening to me right now saying, well, you don't know he's a racist. Okay. If you say, give me some evidence, I bet I could pull up 100 things. If you say Ian Beckles is a racist, and I've been called racist before, I have. It's funny, but I have. I will say, why would you think that? Show me what? And if you show me something, I bet I can explain it. Donald Trump has 100 things he's done throughout and said. That's unexplainable, all right? You're gonna defend him and say that he didn't use the N-word? Stop it. Get out of here. Who out there wants to bet their house that Donald Trump doesn't use the N-word? Whose house? Who's giving their house up? Come on. And I bet there's people walking around on eggshells because everybody's scared they're going to get fired. Everybody's going to cover their ass. Everybody's been taping other people. Other stuff's going to surface. Amorosa said she has 200 tapes. So she would just walk around taping everybody. And some people are, this guy, the John Kelly, I would think he's a smart guy. He's got a pretty darn good job. And Amorosa, as she's taping him, says, so what did you say, John Kelly? And I was like, oh, I'd be like, whoa, what? There's something fishy here. Like, these are people that are supposed to be, you know, top in their game. And these are supposed to be the smartest people in our country, allegedly. And they're all getting videotaped. It's just, it's the whole thing is wrong. And you're going to take, our government is becoming a reality show. That's what's happening. I mean, Donald Trump's reality. Amorosa's been reality. Sarah Huckabee is reality. She, somebody said, Sarah, can you tell me that the president has not used the N-word? And she was like, no, I can't say that, but I haven't heard it. That's a lie. How much lying you think Sarah Huckabee does? They've come out with Donald Trump, and it's thousands, by the way. And there's a site that actually measures that, and he's good at it. It's to the point where I don't think he believes anything coming out of his own mouth. It doesn't have to be true anymore. Donald Trump can F anybody he wants, and it's going to be okay. It really is. From way, way back. And all he does is win. That's all he does. So why would he stop? Why would Donald Trump stop what he's doing? But he's turning our country into a freaking reality show. The whole dang thing. And there's nothing us ham and eggers can do. We got to sit back and watch it, absorb it, and laugh, I guess. I guess you can laugh, I guess. I just don't know how funny that is. You know, it was a year anniversary of the Charlottesville, not a massacre, only one person died, but just that thing, it's so dirty to me. And when I looked at the whole thing, being an African-American man, the beginning, okay, why it started, I'm against it in a weird way. Why are you trying to take down historical monuments? Okay, there was slavery. All right, that was the way it was. You have to take down a monument? Though we can't forget history. History is never going anywhere. Leave the monuments. Seriously. And if you're just going to cause a ruckus by taking down a statue, leave the dang statue there. We create our own shit, it seems like. We really do. And it just seems like it's this, all these different craziness is giving people soapboxes to spew racism. The spewing racism. And it just seems like racism, nationalism, patriotism is getting melded together. All of them are kind of getting bunched together. And that is scary. That's very, very, it's scary to me. I know that for a fact. It's racism, I tell you what. And I'm the one always saying that the word racist is overused. I do believe that. I believe it's overused. But it sure is servicing a whole lot these days. There's a lot of people with voices and soapboxes that there's a lot of racist shit coming out of their mouth. That's for sure. Now, something happened this week that I say, thank goodness. They probably bought that scumbag in from Clearwater who killed a young man in cold blood. And Stand Your Ground is now turning into manslaughter. Thank goodness. Now, if he didn't get arrested, there was going to be issues. I got some news for you. There are going to be issues anyways. All right? When this guy gets off, and he's going to get off, I promise you, if you get a jury of a dozen people, all you need is one or two people to say, maybe he stepped forward. Because when I hear people talking about it, that's what I'm hearing them say. I hear some people say, well, he stepped to, I'm not sure what you're watching. If he wanted to pummel that dude, he'd have pummeled him. By the way, he threw him down to the ground. That wasn't going to be a good fight at all. And if he wanted to finish him, he'd have finished him. Maybe he should have. If the white guy would have just sat on his butt and said, you're in trouble, and called the cops, the guy would have been arrested. That's assault. Did he assault him? Hell yeah, he assaulted him. Did he deserve to get shot in the side while he was turning? How do you come at somebody sideways? How does that happen? So if somebody is coming at you and you point a gun at them and they turn back, you're not really in fear for your life, are you? You're not going to die. He's not coming at you anymore. But thank God they arrested this scumbag. I don't think he's going to jail. And check yourselves. When he doesn't go to jail, what's going to happen? Riots. Remember, it's the first place you heard it. But when he gets off and he's going to get off, riots are going to ensue. That's just what's going to happen. It's unfortunate, but I see it, and there's really nothing we can do about all that. That's for sure. Anyways, there's always wonderful things happening all week long, and it's good for me to wrap them all up at the end of this week. This has been Flavor in the Year. We come at you every single week. I have two other podcasts and really probably working on one more. I need to talk about food, too. I really love food, so we need to get that in there. But I have the Cannabis Podcast, which comes out on Wednesday. Enjoying doing that, and I'm really educating people on cannabis. It's not us sitting around smoking weed. All that may happen one day. We might have to get that done. But we're just educating people on cannabis, and people really are in the dark on cannabis. They really, really are. I think they're starting to realize what's going on and how wrong we've been, but there's still a lot to learn. And we also have the In the Trenches, which comes out on Monday, and it's football season, so you know that's good. So I appreciate you guys all listening in. This has been Flavor in Your Ear. Have a wonderful week, and please stay safe. Peace out.
To keep the conversation going, follow Ian on Twitter at Ian Beckles, and check out DignitaryRadio.com to get the latest on where you can find him next. This has been Ian Beckles, Flavor in Your Ear on Radio Influence.
Put the flavor in your ear, the voice of the people's here. It's in that flavor. Flavor. Bringing that flavor.
This is a Beyond the Badge with Vincent Hill Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
First, I want to talk about Michael Drodka. We talked about him on this show a couple of weeks ago. He shot an individual, Marquise McLaughlin, who's 28 years old, a black guy. He shot him. He says it was stand your ground. The sheriff there decided not to press charges. It sparked a lot of outrage. It definitely brought up the whole stand your ground law there in Florida. But the state attorney has actually decided to charge this individual, Michael Drodka, with manslaughter. And like I said, when we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, I said maybe this Michael Drodka is just a punk and that's the only thing he knows is to pull a gun on people. Yes, he had pulled his gun on several people before. Typically, if you pull your gun out on someone unprovoked and there's not that imminent threat of serious bodily injury or death, that is considered aggravated assault. So I guess my biggest question is, why was this guy still walking around armed? I.e., in my opinion, he should have been prosecuted long ago for aggravated assault, which is a felony, which means he would have lost his right to own a gun. I think this problem for this shooting was way bigger. I think that it could have been solved had he been charged with those other incidents where he would have had to have given up his gun. And if he had a gun at that point, then he would be a convicted felon in possession of a weapon, which carries usually a mandatory 10-year sentence. So now there's so many things that could have happened to prevent this shooting or to increase his chances of going to prison.
Beyond the Badge with Vincent Hill can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and RadioInfluence.com.